from KQED.
Tomorrow is the deadline for the California Public Utilities Commission to recommend what penalties Pacific Gas and Electric should pay for the San Bruno pipeline explosion of 2010. That disaster killed 8 people and leveled 38 homes south of San Francisco. But days before the deadline, 4 lawyers examining the case removed themselves from the assignment. As Peter John Schuler reports, San Bruno officials are calling for Attorney General Kamala Harris to investigate.
The shuffling of personnel came after the CPUC's legal team and leadership disagreed over PG&E's penalties. PUC leaders argued PG&E should be able to count the money it's put into pipeline safety upgrades towards a proposed $2.25 billion penalty. But Mindy Spatt with the consumer advocacy group TURN says the attorneys rejected that recommendation.
The CPUC solicited a wish list from PG&E, asking PG&E what kind of credit it would like to have against its penalties. Staff vehemently objected to that.
In a statement, the PUC said some of the lawyers working on the case asked to be reassigned to other work, but did not elaborate on the reasons. State Senator Jerry Hill, who represents San Bruno, praised the attorneys for refusing to sign on to a brief they didn't agree with. But he says that leaves the state in the hands of officials with ties to the utilities they regulate. General Counsel for the CPUC, Frank Lind, was previously an attorney with PG&E.
That's an incestuous conflict of interest. And then you have the president of the PUC, who, prior to his tenure there, was the CEO of a utility. How can those people be objective?
Except for the printed statement, no PUC officials contacted were available for comment. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.